Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, we're going to be bringing forth Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry, and he's going to be bringing forth part two of his message titled, I Am Ready, Lord. So I pray that you get your Bibles, get your pens and your paper ready so that you can follow along with this awesome man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. Again, tonight's message title is part two of I Am Ready, Lord. So we always open up with prayer for those of you that are always tuned in faithfully to this ministry. For those that do not tune in, if this is your first time, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, pens, and paper ready so you can follow along with him as he gets ready to go into God's word again on tonight. But we do open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you for such a time as this We know, Lord, and we see that if we ever needed you, Lord, we need you now for such a time as this. Your word already told us and warned us in your word that we were going to see these kind of things that's going on in the world today. They are actually happening before our very eyes. And some of the things that we are seeing and we are hearing, they are unbelievable. But you already warned us and told us these things would happen. So we are trusting in your word, Lord, that we're thanking you for your faith, that we can hold on to your faith and your unchanging hand. And Father, for those of us that are saved in Jesus' name on tonight, we come giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are on tonight. We thank you for this another day that you have made and have allowed us to see. You have allowed us to see this day. Even though we know that we are sinners saved by grace, we thank you for your grace on tonight, your mercy and your sufficient grace. So now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my friend and brother in Christ, my cousin, Pastor Norman King, and his entire family, and every faithful doer and a listener of your word on tonight, Heavenly Father, especially those that are faithfully doing your word, we pray, the Lord, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. Your word let us know that we all have fallen short of your grace and your mercy, and we've all fallen short of your glory. So we come in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us again of our sins and transgressions, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that you know who they are and where they are, and you know exactly what they need. We know that you are the healer. You are still healing. You're still delivering. You're still working signs and wonders in today's world. And we know that it's you. So we're just going to give you glory, honor, and praise that you are our doctor. You are our healer in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, and we ask that you would now touch those that are bereaved all over the land. Heavenly Father, let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We pray now, Lord, and lift up all those that may be listening for the first time, and even those that are listening now, that tunes in faithfully. If they are not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, Lord, that something will be said through your word on tonight that will prick their hearts to the point that they will even open their own mouths, even on tonight, and confess their sins and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill that God's purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We now lift up our president, Heavenly Father, to you. Not only him, but world leaders all over the land, Heavenly Father, that have hidden motives and agendas. We pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts, open their spiritual eyes, Heavenly Father, and know that it's you that have all power and you are in total control. No matter what they think or how they feel, we continue to lift up our president to you, Lord, and ask that you would touch his heart, that he would show love and compassion toward all people all over the land. And not only him, but all those that are in leadership all around the world, Heavenly Father, that have positions to be over your people, that they all have the mind of Christ, and they will show love and compassion for all people, that you will be glorified through them. In Jesus' name we pray. So now, Lord, we ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight, so that you may increase in us as we move by your Spirit on tonight. And we pray, Lord, that your word will go forth with power, and that your word will be received in love on tonight. For those that are tuning in and listening on tonight, that you will be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We do have another spiritual food for thought. And it comes to us saying on tonight, if people talk negatively about you, make sure no one believes them. That's an awesome spiritual food for thought. Again, it says unto you and me on tonight, if people talk negatively about you, you make sure no one believes them. So I now ask all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadorsvessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I am so excited to hear a part two of this awesome word from coming from Pastor Norman King on tonight. Again, listeners, you are in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio show on Saturday night, February 23rd, 2019. So I do pray and hope that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King. Again, he is my first cousin. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. So right now we're going to get ready to bring him forth so he can share this awesome part two of this powerful, much-needed word on tonight. And I pray that you be blessed by it. So we're not going to do a music break. We're going to allow him the amount of time that he needs to conclude his message on tonight. So right now I'm going to yield and this mic to my cousin, Pastor Norman King. I now yield the mic to you to share God's word again on tonight for the listener that God will drop the word. Pastor Norman King.
Praise the Lord. Again, I'm so, like always, humbly grateful for the privilege and the opportunity to bring glory into my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For I know he says in his word in John that without him I can do nothing, and I believe that. But I thank God for this opportunity, as I said, and I pray that that I allow myself to be removed and that you hear him and not me. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the time that you allowed us, Father God. We thank you for this ministry that you are truly blessed to my cousin James. And we pray, Father God, that he stay humble before thy face and that he continue to allow you, Father God, to use him until you can expose and manifest the things that's already been prearranged before we even come in here. As according to your word, Father God, we pray these things and pray, Father God. He already prayed a prayer, Father God, and we just knowing that I'm not here to say anything out of my character, but just to humble myself as I decrease and that you increase and give you, and you speak through me. And I pray these things right now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Amen. I tell you, it's a humbling experience that I have in serving the Lord, and I'm so grateful for that. As because James said a few moments ago, this is part two from last week's message, and I thank God for this part two, because it's coming out of the book of Isaiah and the sixth chapter and the verse that we kind of focus on last week is verse 8, and it says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I," this is Isaiah, "here am I, send me." Amen. And as I'm going to just do a few icebreakers to get ourselves focused toward the main area I want to talk about tonight. Amen. So as we look at this, amen, and we can say many are called, but few are chosen. And that's over in Matthew 22:14. And what exactly does this mean is simply that many individuals have been called by God to minister to people. But few, I know you're a witness, but few have ever responded to the call. And far more have rejected the call to service than have responded positively. Amen. When the opportunity to minister across our path, this is what we should do. We should grasp the opportunity. We should meet whatever need there is lying in our path. And we should never neglect a person or persons in need, whether hungry, whether impoverished, whether sick, whether hurting or otherwise, not if the person is truly in need. No matter what the call to service may be, if the call comes from God, this is the key point right here, no matter what the call to service may be, if the call comes from God, we should surrender to the call. Amen? And as I look at that, and I think about something the Holy Spirit gave me today as I was moving about, and it says that when God called us, and when we reject the call, amen, and when we don't respond, what happens, and I'm guilty of it myself, because when God first called me, I didn't accept the call. I wrestled, I fought, I tossed, and I turned. But let me make my point. When we don't accept the call, when we don't respond, we allow the enemy entrance into our spirit, in our home, in our family. I mean, the list goes on and on, but when we don't accept the call that God called upon us, we allow interest. Amen. And that's exactly what happens. Because, see, as I said last week, Isaiah, he responded immediately. Amen. He did not hesitate. He responded, and that's what God wants us to do. Now, if we have fell short, amen, it tells us in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fell short the glory of God, this is your night. This is your night. Amen. So we just want to just reach out, amen, and cause a stir in your spirit. Amen. And as Isaiah said, you know, here the question comes, shall I say, whom shall I send? See, you who God has called already know God called you. You don't need me to tell you. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit who's inside of you. Amen. The Lord is working with me to prepare a message about quenching the Holy Spirit, because that's one thing that we do a lot as Christians. We quench the Holy Spirit. Amen. But the things I want to talk about tonight is going to be dealing with verses 8 through 13. So let me read these verses. I read verse 8. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Verse 9. And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but they are not. Other words, they hear, but they understand not. And see indeed, but perceive not. Amen. Let me change up for a second. Let me look at this, because I like how the Amplified makes this. So I'm going to read an Amplified verse. I'm going to start back at verse 9. And he said, go and tell this people, hear and hear continually, but understand not, and see continually, but do not apprehend with your mind. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn again, and be healed. 11. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, till cities lie waste, without inhabited, and houses without man, and the land is utterly desolate. 12. And the Lord removes his people far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. 13. And though a tenth of the people, it's talking about the remnant, remain in the land, it will be for their destruction, eaten up and burned like a terebinth tree, or like an oak whose stump and substance remain when they are failed over and have cast their leaves, the holy seed, which is the elect remnant and substance of Israel. Now, I read all that, and I'm going to explain it as I come forth with the word. See, when God called us, sometimes the call on our life, we don't want to accept it because it's a call that takes us into an area that makes us uncomfortable. Amen. And because we don't accept the call, then we go into disobedience. And then, we, as I said earlier, we allow the enemy entrance. Amen. So tonight, I'm going to deal with three areas to make three points in this message. Point one is Isaiah heard God's call. Point two, Isaiah was commissioned by God. And point three, Isaiah sensed that he was being called to preserve in a difficult, unpopular ministry. That's going to take you home, that third point. Amen? Isaiah surrendered to the Lord's call and commission. An absolute essential in order to serve the Lord. A person must first hear God's call. Amen? But hearing is not enough. A person must first hear God's call and then respond favorably before he can truly serve the Lord. Amen. And this was true of Isaiah. And it is true of every genuine believer. But especially the ministers, teachers of what? Of God's word. Amen. Point one. Isaiah heard God's call. Amen. As soon as Isaiah had been cleansed from his sins, and that goes between the first seven verses, he immediately heard the booming voice of the Lord calling for a volunteer to go forth to minister to who? His people, God's people, and without hesitation. Amen. Isaiah not leaving time for the angel, the serpent, or anyone else to respond, Isaiah courageously offered himself. Here am I, send me. Having been forgiven of his sins and sensing deeply that the Lord accepted him, Isaiah was filled with joy and thanksgiving. Therefore, without no reservation, Isaiah leaped at the opportunity to serve his Lord. And that's the message I want to bring out tonight, is that we, if we have failed short in this area that I'm exemplifying through Isaiah, just repent. Amen. Repent tonight and move forward in the calling that God has called upon you. Amen. Because we got an example through Isaiah where he, without hesitation, he didn't give anything or anybody time to set in, to disrupt, to interfere with his call. Amen. Other words, Isaiah operate in a spirit of what? Readiness. Amen. And we got to have a spirit of readiness. Amen. Quit putting off and go ahead and respond right now. Quit tossing and turning. Quit wrestling. Because I can relate to that personally. I think I said last week when God called me, I wrestled. I tossed and I turned. I had to where I was. But at the same time, I wanted more. And God knew I wanted more. He knew the desires of my heart. And when he began to move me, and I wrestled with it. But then I began to be so uncomfortable. Because what God started allowing around me was people that at that time in their walk, let me say it that way, because none of us are perfect. So he started allowing people around me who was inadequate at that moment in their walk to be over me, just to press down on me, and it made me miserable. But I wasn't miserable at nobody but myself, because of the Holy Spirit inside of me that was working in God's favor because of requests and stuff that I prayed. And because of God, in according to his time, had, like Isaiah, he said, it's your time, I began to feel very uncomfortable. Amen. So I hope that what I've said so far has been a blessing to someone. Amen. And as I continue to expound, I say Isaiah operated in a spirit of readiness. Amen. He had a spirit of resolve. In other words, he had a determination to go. Amen. And some of you got the same spirit. You got a spirit of resolve, meaning that you got a determination to go and to bear witness despite any difficulties that may be rising around you right now because of the God spirit inside of you. And because of your spirit is bearing witness with the Holy Spirit, you are so determined. But I want you to know tonight, just quit wrestling with it. Accept the call. Romans 11:29 tells us that the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable, meaning that God does not change his mind. You may change your mind. I may change my mind, but God is still standing there. Amen. You know, I'm a military man, so it kind of put me in minds of a certain helicopter that I would be trained around. And no matter what was going around, this helicopter would be sitting there hovering. And whenever it got real serious before it started releasing, it was the nose would kind of lean down. Come on, y'all, huh? See, some of y'all are in that mode right now. You're leaning down, amen, and you're ready. Yes, you're ready. Quit fighting it, Amen. That's why you are hearing this message tonight. Some of you heard it last week. Some of you didn't hear it last week with the Holy Spirit because the desire in your heart has quickened you to dial in to hear. Amen. Unlike so many who hesitate or even reject God's call, I'm going to say it again to reemphasize. Isaiah readily, and put your name in front. Say, I'm going to just use my name, Norman, readily, Norman, willingly surrendered to serve the Lord. I told you last week that whereas Moses and Jeremiah both fought against the call of God, like me myself, our example is Isaiah tonight. Isaiah offered himself without what? Reservation. Amen. Number two, point two. Isaiah was commissioned by God. You have been commissioned. Good God Almighty. Huh? Our lives have been prearranged by God, y'all. It's no surprise. Amen. Isaiah was commissioned by God. He was instructed to go. You have been instructed. Good God, man. I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying to keep on moving. But the Holy Spirit is showing me that, listen, no different than Isaiah, you, whoever I'm speaking to tonight, you have been instructed to go. Amen. And sometimes what we don't want to go because we know that where God is sending us is not a place that you're going to be welcome. Good God Almighty. Huh? Now here it says he was instructed to go and to issue a threefold warning to the people. Amen? Look at verse 9. Let me go back to verse 9 because I'm dealing with this point right now deals with verse 9. I'm going to read it in the New Living. Verse 9 says, and after he said, I will go, send me, and he said, yes, go, and say to this, listen carefully, but do not understand. See, a lot of folks is listening, but they don't understand. That's where you come in at. Not only to explain to them, but let them know, look here, brother, look here, sister. You, as King Solomon said, in all you're getting, get what? Understanding. It also it says, listen carefully, but do not understand. Watch closely, but learn nothing. That's verse 9. So first, Isaiah was to warn the people about hearing God's word, but never understanding it. I know I got some witness right now. There are a lot of people who hear the word, but they don't understand it. Amen. Obviously, many of the people were faithful. I'm talking back at Isaiah now. They were faithful in their worship attendance. They actually heard the word of God, but their repeated hearing was not leading to understanding. And Isaiah was commissioned by God to go say this. You must understand that, you know, the Bible tells us, I think Paul said it, that think it not strange when folks start putting you out. Come on, somebody, huh? Don't think it's strange. Now, see, God, what God is saying is that I need you right now to be obedient and allow me. Amen. So Isaiah was to go and warn them. Amen. I'm going to say again, these people here that Isaiah was commissioned to go say or tell, they regularly heard the word of God, but they repeatedly hear their hearing was not leading to understanding. And listen to this right here, y'all. Instead of truly listening, their minds were wandering about, focused upon their own affairs and problems. There's some people in church right now. Yeah, they at church. Yeah. They hear the word. It's the same thing that God was speaking back here in Isaiah. The same thing we as believers, if we be honest with ourselves, we see the same thing happening inside the sanctuary today. People are there. They are listening, but their mind is wandering, going all over the place. It could be very, I'm not going to listen to things because you who hear me speaking like know what I'm talking about. Amen. They occasionally, I'm going back in the church setting, they occasionally witness God's working in their lives, in the lives of other people, should I say, yet they never perceive that they themselves needed a work of God in their own hearts, pointing across the way instead of looking at their own self. Amen? Simply stated, when they attended worship service or heard the word of God being taught, Guess what happened to them? They became sleepy-eyed, inattentive. Amen? We see it happen today. Then what does I'm saying? I'm trying to make this, y'all. This is what Isaiah 6 is talking about. This is what it's focused and pointing toward. And what God is saying, don't let these things hinder you from your God call. Amen? As Isaiah said, here am I, send me. God has spoken to you. And these are some issues that is shared in the word that you got to deal with yourself in your call, in your assignment. Amen? But until you make peace with yourself, you can't make peace with your God. I'm going to say it again. Until you make peace with yourself, you can't make peace with your God. It's not a question if God called you. You know God called you. And you know who you are. But God is saying, amen. Point two. Isaiah was to warn the people against having hard hearts and deaf ears and blind eyes. Amen. Look at verse 10. I'm going to read verse 10. This point here is talking about verse 10. Harden the hearts of these people, plug their ears and shut their eyes. That way they will not see with their eyes, nor hear with their ears, nor understand with their hearts, and turn to me for healing. And this wasn't an easy task, y'all. But Jesus said in John 15, without me, you can't do nothing. No, we can't do this without God. But just because it seems to be difficult, it's only difficult when we're in our flesh, y'all. Come on. We got to operate in the Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit, because, see, this is still hovering. See, your call, I like to say call because the Bible talks about call. Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. Yes, you got assignments, but that's predicated on your call. And some things are not working in your life right now the way it's supposed to because you're not operating your calling. And sometimes you listen to folk instead of listening to the Holy Spirit. Come on. You know, our God is a jealous God. You must hear him first. The word of God, it says in Matthew, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Let's go back to the warning of these people against hard hearts and deaf ears and blind eyes. Repeatedly rejecting the word of God and his work in their hearts had a terrible impact upon the people. And no different than back then, even with, oh, let's deal with you tonight. It's hardened them and rendered them incapable of receiving and responding to God's word. See, when we don't obey God's word, amen, it makes it incapable for us to receive that what God wants to work through us, amen, because of disobedience, amen. Time and time again, the people refuse to hear the word of God. Yeah, they're there, but that's just it. Consequently, the more they rejected God's word, guess what? The harder their hearts became, and the more deaf and blind they became, amen. And that's what this is the second warning that Isaiah was commissioned to go do. I know that it's not easy, y'all. But it's not easy when you operate in the flesh. And the only way you're going to experience the work of the Holy Spirit and dealing with you in these areas, you got to do the work. Amen? Because like the old folks say, this too shall come to pass. This too shall come to pass. And then you realize how virtue, when it leads you, how important it is to get back plugged up. Amen. Continue to fill your cup, that your cup may run over. Amen. We're talking about hardened hearts. Amen. Constant resistance results in a less interest in the Lord. That's what happens when you start backsliding. I'm talking about you who know God called you. But you start resisting, and the more you resist the call of God in your life, you become less interested. I know you say, oh, no, not me. Yeah, yes, you. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit was not going to work in disobedience. Amen. The third point. Before my third point, let me say this right here. I got some scripture I'm going to give you. because these people become more and more callous toward God. And this experience was so common and it was so tragic that it is quoted 6 times in the New Testament. And I'm going to give you some verses where it talks about that. Matter of fact, let me read one of them to you. Just bear with me, y'all. Bear with me because I want to go ahead and quantify what I'm saying with the Word of God. So just bear with me. I'm going to read out of these 6 scriptures that talks about why it was quoted. I'm going to read Luke 8 and 10. Luke 8 and 10, according to the New Living Translation, this is what it says. It says, he replied. Let me see. Verse 9 says, his disciples asked him what this parable meant. And this is what Jesus said. Jesus replied, you are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God, but I use parables to teach the others so that the scripture might be fulfilled. When they look, they won't really see. When they hear, they won't understand. See, Jesus was talking about it back then. And what I'm saying, I got 6 scriptures. It was Matthew 13 through 15, Mark, the 4th chapter, the 12th verse, Luke 8 and 10, I just read, John 12:40, Acts 28, chapter, verses 28 to 25, through, let me say it again. I can't help myself. Sometimes I get excited. I talk fast. Let me slow down. Acts, the 28th chapter, verses 25 through 28. And the last one is Romans 11:8. Now, let me slow down a minute and reemphasize what this is about right here. This is 6 times in the New Testament that this scripture that's dealing with hardened hearts, that's talking about people who heard the word but didn't understand the word. Amen. It's very crucially important that we get this. And some of you, the call on your life is not going to be a Cinderella calling. I'm just trying to paraphrase y'all. Don't let that affect you being obedient to the Holy Spirit. Amen. I know this is a little different than last week, but, you know, last week set up this right here, y'all. Because we need to have an understanding of what Isaiah was accepting the call to go do. It's one thing to be called, one thing to be chosen, but to do what? Come on, huh? Not sit on the couch. Not stay inside. Oh, okay, all right, Holy Ghost, okay. Point 3. Isaiah was to warn the people against continuing to resist to the point of no return. See, the people could reach a point of never being able to repent if they continue to disobey the call on their life. The people could reach a point of never being able to repent, the point of never being able to escape the coming judgment. That's why it was so critically important that Isaiah accept that call and get to work. You who God is calling, accept the call and get to work. See, in this day and time we live in right now, folks get mad when God's man or God's woman begin to speak warnings. God's word has not changed, my brothers and sisters. Amen. There's still warnings that got to be preached. Like, I'm going to continue on. Receive this word in love tonight. Amen. The people must be warned. The Lord is not playing a game with the human race, y'all. Don't you see what the condition of the world today? God is not pleased. By no means is our Father, which art in heaven, is pleased by this stuff that's going on, y'all. You know as well as I do. In the same way God sent people back in the Bible days, he's sending people out now to do the same thing. Quit preaching people happy all the time. Let me say it that way. God has a word for his people. It's no different than raising your kids. Spare the rod, you spoil the child. That's why we got so many kids right now so out of order. Because we, the people of God, disobeyed our God calling. See, I'm not going to say your assignment because your assignment is predicated from your calling. Amen. I'm going to say again. The Lord is not playing a game with the human race. His word, come on somebody, his word must be taken seriously, not trifled with, not ignored, not neglected, and certainly not what? Disobeyed. Do you know when you don't accept your calling, you disobey God? I'm going to just be straight up with you. I'm guilty of myself. That's why I can preach this thing tonight, y'all. I know from personal experience. Amen. It is detrimental when you disobey God. God has called you to leadership. Amen. His word must be taken seriously. His word must not be neglected. I'm going to say again, not ignored, and certainly not disobeyed. Yet, despite God's warning, history has shown that people, what, do harden themselves toward the Lord and his word. I'm talking about church folks. I said that a little fast. Let me slow up and read it again. Amen. History has shown that people do harden themselves toward the Lord and his word. Amen. They even deny God's existence and exalt man as Lord over his own destiny. Amen. These individuals often harden their conscience to the point that they no longer sense conviction of wrongdoing. In the church. That's why God needs someone who out there in the air, listen to this message tonight, to accept your call. And like the old folks say, be wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Because you can't do it without the Holy Ghost. Amen. But it's very crucially important that we accept God's call. These warnings that Isaiah received was from the Lord. Amen. And God is saying to somebody tonight, you know who you are. Amen. I'm going to say again, you know who you are. So accept the call. Amen. But before we can serve the Lord, we must first surrender to him. Amen. We must acknowledge him as the Lord, as the high and exalted creator of the universe, the Holy One, who is to be worshipped and served. We are to worship God, and we is to serve him. Amen. And and second, we must confess and repent of our sins before we can truly serve the Lord. Amen. And as I tie this message up into closing, and then thirdly, we must surrender to the Lord's call and his commission. I told you last week that we are not called to be successful, but we are called to be what? Available. I'm going to say it again. So some of us is still, well, we're trying to operate in the overflow, run on empty. We are not called to be successful, my brothers and sisters, but we are called to be what? Available. Amen. A spirit of surrender must grip our hearts, no matter the difficulty or hardship of your call. We must be ready. We must be ready to resolve to step forth for the Lord. But in the midst of all that, we got to trust him for strength and guidance. Amen. If we surrender to the Lord, show him that our spirits are ready and resolved. And he will send us forth in the power of his spirit. Amen. Every step of the way will be directed by his spirit. I'm speaking tonight. I'm speaking confirmation, y'all. I'm not speaking something that you have not heard before. You already heard this already. You know who you are. Amen. Every step of the way will be directed by his spirit. And we will be empowered to face whatever the difficulty is. He will empower you. No matter how hard the people's hearts may be, No matter how strong the opposition is, the Lord will overshadow us with his presence and empower us to complete the task. Amen? The one request of us is not that of intelligence, ability, or skill. I said this last week. I'm reemphasizing tonight. But that of surrender. God simply called us to be available. And my request to you tonight is to surrender to his call and to his commission. Amen. Peter says in Mark 10:28 that Peter began to say to him, "Lo, we have left all and have followed thee." And that's what you got to do. Amen. Luke 5:27-28 says, "And after these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of the custom. And he said to him, 'Follow me.' And he left all. He rose up and followed him." God is saying to you tonight, you got to leave all. See, some of your family is not moving forth like it should be because you have not accepted your call. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. So God has got you in position to hear this word tonight. Amen. Romans 12:1-2. "I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Amen. Another verse. I'm just trying to tie a few verses in. Galatians 2:20. "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ living in me." Christ living in you. The Holy Spirit living in you. Don't suffocate the Holy Spirit. Don't quench the Spirit. Accept your call. Call you. Accept your call. Amen. Accept your call. This is for you to receive tonight. Amen. Accept your call. I'm going to say it again. Accept your call. Accept your call tonight. Amen. This is our song. Closing out with. Regret.
No guilt or shame this time.
This time.
No, not this time. Once I surrender, I won't dare look back. Cause if I do, I'll get off track.
Yes, yes.
I was free to do.
lost everything. Amen. And before I yield this mic back to James, Brother James, I want to reemphasize that part of Yolanda Adams' song where it says, I'm going to be ready this time. So you who hear the word tonight, this is your time. Hallelujah. Brother James.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. What an awesome, much-needed word for such a time as this. If you, I'm touching in agreement with this word on tonight. I'm kind of piggybacking off of Cousin Norman's message for tonight. We know that God's word, those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we know that God's word is still speaking volume and it's still speaking warnings to those who you know you have been called and chosen and appointed and anointed by God to stand on his word and teach his word or whatever he called you to do that will give him glory in the earth. You know that you have been called and you've been anointed, but you are for some reason you're hesitant. And you're trying to do the things of the world and trying to run away from doing what God called you to do. But the word of God lets us know that his word is still speaking warning tonight. So you heard the word on tonight. I want to add to that in Proverbs chapter 15, verses 31. And Pastor Norman King kind of hit on it tonight. And I'm talking about, I'm paraphrasing, whoever heeds life-giving correction will be at home among the wise. So out of all that getting, we must get what? Understanding of God's word. And then also in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, whatever you do, once you're called by God and you are walking in your God purpose, you have accepted your calling, don't get puffed up and beside yourself. We know that we are to be humble, and we are to be faithful as we are committed doers of God's word. So here in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, it's saying to us, you and me, says, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God. So when we are walking out God's purpose, we have accepted our calling. We are not to get beside ourselves. We are not to get puffed up. We're not to be like the people of the world. We are to walk in our calling, and we are to stand on our most holy faith, knowing that God is leading and guiding us and directing us in the way that he would have us to go. So that as we bring forth this word, as we are living sacrifices for men and women, boys and girls that are still spiritually blind, even on today, they will see Jesus Christ in us, and they will yield. They will want to know, what is it that I must do to be saved? So we thank God for this word on tonight. We thank God for Brother Isaiah in this book, how he first stepped up to the plate when the Lord called, made the commission. He said he didn't even think about it twice. Here am I, send me. And that's my prayer, and that's the way I've always prayed that prayer. And I've always said that even as a little boy, even to this day, and I'm still saying it, even as God has blessed me in so many ways to give him glory through different many ways, through platforms, and through my playing of music and singing through my voice, and also through this radio ministry, I'm still asking the Lord, here am I. I'm telling the Lord, here am I, send me. If that's even more than you want me to do or need me to do, it will give you glory. Here am I, send me. And see, I'm so glad that God searches our heart. He knows who's for real and who's not. And so just like Pastor Norman King says, there's a lot of people in the body of Christ. They go to church, they attend services, they sit right among the saints. They hear the word, but they're not applying the word, because the word talks about that. There was a passage in the scripture that I don't recall where it is, but of those of you that have that are Bible readers, you know the story about how the Lord says they all heard the word. They heard the same word, but some of them didn't mix it. They didn't mix it with faith. So when we stand on God's word and we know we are surrendering to the call that God has placed on our life, we must stand on faith in God, knowing that it's through him that we're going to get the job done. And he's going to be well pleased when he call our name and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on higher, and I'm going to make you rulers over many. So we got to finish our course. We got to run this race, and we got to work while it is day, because the nighttime is coming, and it seems like it's coming faster now these days than ever before. So it's time out for praying, church. It's time out for trying to run from your calling. So if you heard this word on tonight, this word was for you. It's not by accident that you tuned into this ministry on tonight. This word is for you on tonight. I pray that you receive this word in love, and I pray that God will get the glory out of your life as you continue to walk in your purpose, that God will be glorified. We're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your word on tonight. We know that your word do not change. You do not change. You cannot lie, fail, nor change. You are the same yesterday, today, and you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we hear or how even we even feel. We who are saved in Jesus' name, we know that you are in total control and you have all power. All power in heaven and earth is in your hands. We're so glad that you sit high and you look low. You never slumber nor sleep. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight for this awesome word through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. Continue to bless him and the works of his hands, his ministry, and everything that he desires, Lord. Please grant it to him that he will give you even glory, even more. So we pray, Lord, that this word that's gone forth on tonight, that it has been received, that those that are trying to run from you and trying to run from their God calling, they will receive and accept their God calling on tonight, that they will be glorified through you, and you will be glorified through them as they stand in their God purpose and fulfill their God purpose in the earth, as you are called and ordained for them to do before the foundation of the world, that you be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless each listener. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer, Lord, that you move by your spirit on tomorrow in every door that's going to be open in your son Jesus' name. We hear the weather report about how severe the weather is going to be. That's what man say, but we know that you are even in control of the weather. So if it's your desire that the doors of the church be open on tomorrow, is our prayer and desire that you will move by your spirit to whoever's going to bring forth your word, that it will open the eyes and the spiritual eyes of those that are still spiritually blind. They will be able to open their mouth after hearing the word and be saved in his name. Those that are backsliders, they will come back to the fold in the body of Christ. Those that are the faithful, committed, humble doers of your word will continue to be faithful and committed to continue to run this Christian race until you say, well done. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We just ask that you continue to have mercy upon us. We thank you for your grace and mercy toward each and every one of us. We know that we don't deserve it. We're not worthy of them, but we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, for his shedding of his blood for the remission of our sins. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and we know that it will never, ever lose its power. So we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until the next time, know that God loves you. I love you too. But I want to close out with this song for those that are faithful doers of God's word. We know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus and we are covered by the Lord. So we're just going to close out with this song, Cover Me, Lord. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy self. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, with thy breath, cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with high, with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me, oh, with thy